Welcome to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Nun Gimel. We are starting Nun Beis Amud Beis with a brand new perek, and the villain source of daf is Lamed Vav Amud Beis. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Maisha. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we continue talking about Shemayna Esrei. The Mishnah says Ein Oimdin Lispalal Elam Itoch Kavid Reish. A person should not stand up to daven Shemayna Esrei except amid an attitude of submission. Kavid Reish means submission, hachna, a matter of seriousness. A person should be in a serious mode when he starts davening Shemayna Esrei. The Mishnah continues Chasidim Harishayin. The early pious ones, Hayushain Shah Achas, they would first wait an hour, Umispalin, and then they would daven Shemayna Esrei. And the reason why they would do so is Kadesh Chavnus Libam Lamakim, so they could have proper kavana, they could direct their hearts to Hashem. And more about a person davening Shemayna Esrei, Afilu Amelech Shael B'Shleimai, even if a king says Shalom Aleichem, hello, how are you? And he's in middle Shemayna Esrei, Lo Yeshivenu, he should not respond to him. And Afilu Nachash Karchal Akevai, even if there's a snake wrapped around his ankle, Lo Yafsek, he should not stop Shemayna Esrei. And the Gemara Nun Gimel Alpha on top says, Einam Din Lespal V'chulu. So we're talking about the proper frame of mind the person has to be in when he's davening Shemayna Esrei. We have something similar. If Yirmiyah tells us B'Shem Rav Abba, Haba Min Aderech, someone that came from a journey, Asur L'Spalel, he's not allowed to daven. He's not settled, he's all agitated, he's tired, he's wary from the journey, so he has to first calm down before he davens. And Umatam, what's the source for that? The Pasuk says, L'chein Shemi Nozois, therefore, hear this now, Ania, afflicted one, Ushchuras V'loy Miyayin, and drunk, but not from wine. So we're comparing someone who's drunk to someone who's an Ania, someone who's afflicted, meaning someone who came from the journey. And the same way that a person who's drunk is not allowed to daven, so to a person who's aniya, they're also not allowed to daven. And Rav Zikon quotes Rav Yechanan b'shem Rav Elazar b'noish Rav Yosi Aglili hametzar, someone who's in distress, either physical or emotional, aser l'spal, they're also not allowed to daven. And lo mistabra elamin hadein karyon, isn't it logical to say this from the same pasuk? L'chein shemino zois aniya ushchuras v'le miyayin. And aniya over here is understood as someone who's afflicted, they're metzar, they're in distress, so they're also not allowed to daven. I think Mark continues. Tani, we have a brayso. Lo yamid adam v'yispal. A person shouldn't stand up and daven. Shemayna Esrei, v'lo mitaych sicha, not amid a matter of leitzanos, v'lo mitaych schayk, not amid laughter, v'lo mitaych chalas reish, not coming from chalas reish, which is the opposite of kavod reish, v'lo mitaych dvarim b'teilim, not coming from idle chatter, ela mitaych dvar shel taira, rather he should daven Shemayna Esrei coming from a dvar shel taira. Now this is in addition to what we learned in the Mishnah. The Mishnah simply said that a person should enter tefillah davening with kavod reish, but now we're adding on that a person should come from saying a dvar shel taira. And the Mefarshim explained that it's for this reason that we start all davening with Ashrei or Sukkah Zimra and things like that. The Gemara continues something similar. V'chein al yiftar adam mechaveroi, a person shouldn't take leave of his friend. V'lo mitaych sicha, v'lo mitaych schayk, v'lo mitaych chalas reish, v'lo mitaych dvarim b'teilim. He shouldn't take leave of his friend amid any of these things. Ela mitaych dvar shel taira, rather they should part from each other with words of taira. And how do we see this? Shekein metzinu b'nevim harishayim. We find this by the earlier nevim. Shayu chasim as divrei b'divrei shavach u'b'divrei nechamais. They would conclude their words with matters of praise and consolation, as we see with many of the nevim. Although their nevuas might have been very harsh, such as Hoshea, Yoel, Amos, Micha, and others, they conclude with encouraging things. Now, even though these aren't divrei Torah per se, the main limud is that when one takes leave of another, he should do so in a spiritually uplifting way. So if they were just schmoozing, they should share dvar Torah. If the conversation was heavy and harsh, like with the Nevi'im, it should be concluded on a positive note. But now the Gemara continues with this. Amar Belazar, Belazar says, Chutz Mirmiyo, except for Yirmiyo, Shachasim divrei Techachais, he concluded his divrei Nevua with harsh reprimand to Klal Yisrael. However, Amalei Rabbi Yechanan told him, Oidu b'divrei Nechamas Chasam. He concluded with words of consolation. V'amar, and he said in the pasuk, Kacha tishka bavel, so shall bavel sink. And that pasuk concludes with ad heino divrei Yirmiyo. So you see that Yirmiyo concluded with positive things. And why is it that we're saying this? Lafisha hayo Yirmiyo chayzer minisna be'al beis hamikdash, since Yirmiyo anavi was constantly prophesying about churban beis hamikdash, yachol b'churban beis hamikdash chasam, you might think that he concluded talking about the churban beis hamikdash, tamalaymer. That's why the pasuk says, ad heino divrei Yirmiyo, until here are the words of Yirmiyo. B'mapoyle shal machriv of chasam, he concluded his words talking about the downfall of those that destroy Am Yisrael. Loi chasam b'divrei techachos, he did not conclude with chastising words to Am Yisrael. And the Mefarshim clarify, even though the last parak in Yirmiyo is yet more distressing nevuas, it's out of order, as we know, in Muktam Mocher Batayra, and it's the pasuk which concludes, Ad heino divrei Yirmiyo, those were his final words, and those were positive. The Gemara continues asking, V'haksev, it says in Yeshaya, V'hayu deroin l'chol basar, and they will lie in disgrace before all mankind. And that's the way he concludes his nevua, so it seems to be his concluding on a negative note. The Gemara says, no, ba'akam hi askinon, he's referring to the Goyim. Ask the Gemara v'haksev, Eicha concludes with something negative, Kima ois ma'astanu, for you have totally rejected us. So the Gemara says, no, hashivenu tachas kima ois ma'astanu. We're telling Hashem, hashivenu, he should bring us back because ma'ois ma'astanu. Let's just clarify that. The second to last pasuk in Eicha is hashivenu Hashem Eilecha, bring us back to you. And this last pasuk is the reason why Hashem should do so, ki im ois Ois Ma'astanu, for even though you have totally rejected us, Katsafta Aleinu Ad Ma'ayd, you've already sufficiently expressed anger on us. Therefore, bring us back. So this last pasuk isn't a kina, it's part of the second to last pasuk, which is positive. And the Gemara continues with this. Af Eliyo lo niftar me'Elisha el mitach dvar shel Taira. Even Eliyo Anavi, he didn't depart from Elisha except through words of Taira. The pasuk says, Vayhi hema ha'olchem ha'loich v'daber, and they were walking together and they were speaking. And then the pasuk describes how a fiery chariot came from Shemayim and separated Elisha and Eliyo. But the pasuk tells us very clearly that they were walking and speaking. So b'mahayu oiskin, what were they involved in? We have four answers. Rav Achva b'Reb Zeira Amar, he says, b'kriyash mahayu oiskin. They were saying kriyash ma. How do we know that? Heich madat Amar, as it says, v'dibar tabam. So kriyash ma says v'dibar tabam. The pasuk says haloich v'daber. So this v'daber of the pasuk alludes to the v'dibar tabam of kriyash ma. Rav Yudim Pazi Amar, he says, b'briyas oilam hayu oiskin. They were talking about b'briyas oilam. K'mad Amar, like it says, b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. So again, the word v'daber in the pasuk alludes to the b'dvar Hashem shemayim nasu. Rav Yudim Breid Ravevu Amar, he says, b'nechamas Yerushalayim hayu oiskin. They were involved in the nechamas, the consolations of Yerushalayim, which is referring to Yemas HaMashiach. K'mad Amar, like it says, dabru alev Yerushalayim. Once again, the word v'daber alludes to this word dabru alev Yerushalayim. Rabbanan Amar, they say, b'merkava hayu oiskin. They were involved in the merkava, meaning in Maisa merkava, heich madat Amar, like it says in that very pasuk that we quoted, v'hine rechav esh v'susei esh v'gaymer, that a fiery chariot and fiery horses descended and separated them. So what were they talking about? They were talking about Maisa merkava, and then a merkava came and separated them. And continue to talk about how a person should daven. Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar of Yirmiyah says, lo yamid adam yispalel el mitach din shel halacha. A person shouldn't stand to daven except amid a din of halacha. Now, Rabbi Yirmiyah is adding to what we said previously. We said that a person should daven amid divrei Torah. He's saying, what are those words of Torah that we're referring to? Din shel halacha, which means a clear halacha psuka, a halacha which is not complicated, not one that someone's going to be thinking about in the middle of davening. Has to be something clear cut. Now, another halacha from Rabbi Yirmiyah Amar, he says, ha'isik b'tzarchei tzibur, someone that's involved in tzarchei tzibur, doing things for the klal, ka'isik b'divrei Torah, that's like being isik in divrei Torah. And if a person was involved in tzarchei tzibur and he accomplished what he needed to do, so then he's able to daven right away, that's considered like being isik b'divrei Torah. Now, as we just said, a person should enter davening amid a halacha psuka, a clear cut halacha. So now we're going to have five different examples of this. Nun gimel amud beis on the top. And before we bring our first example, we have to understand something important about a woman who's a nida, and this is specifically regarding back in the times of the Gemara, because nowadays it's very different. Back in the day, a woman constantly would cycle through two different stages, 7 Yimei Nida and 11 Yimei Ziva. And the very general idea is as follows. If she sees Dam, she's Tamei for 7 days. And this is regardless of if she saw Dam all 7 days or just one of them, she's Tamei for 7 days. Now at the conclusion of the 7-day period, she immerses in the mikvah and she's Tahar. Now her Yimei Ziva begin. If she sees Dam 1 or 2 days, she's called a Zavak Tana, she's Tamei that day, checks to ensure that there's no Dam, immerses in the mikvah, and then is Tahar. Now if she sees Dam 3 days in a row, she becomes a Zavak Gedaila, and then must count Shivanikiyim, 7 clean days where no Dam is seen. After the Shivanikim are completed, she immerses and is Tahar. Now, once these 11 days are over, she reverts back to being in Nida mode. So now, based on what we just said, if a woman sees a bit of Dam, she does not need to count Shivanikim, unless, of course, it's for 3 consecutive days during her Yimei Ziva. So now we have our first halacha of Chana Amar. He says, Haroya tipa ke'en achardol. If a woman sees a drop of blood, the size of a mustard seed, Yeshevis u'mishameris all of Shivanikim, she sits and she counts Shivanikim, v'kaimu matzli, and then he would get up and daven. This is halacha psuka, and this is how we hold nowadays, that even though we have these 7 Yimei Nida and 11 Yimei Ziva, we're machmir and we paskin like this halacha, that if a woman sees even a drop of blood, she counts Shevinakiyim. Now another halacha, Ze'er Bar Chinana Amar, Hamak is done b'kachim. Someone who bloodlets an animal, which is kachim, and then he uses that blood for himself, mal he's Ivar Me'ila because he misappropriated Hektish. Now even though we know Ein Ma'alin B'damim, one can't be Ivar Me'ila with blood of a carbon, that's only after the carbon was shechted. But beforehand, one would be Ivar Me'ila. And Aydhu Me'alachas Ketuvais, this is also considered a halacha psuka, that one can daven after he says his halacha. And Tani Bar Kapara Amar, Achas Asar Yom, Shebein Nida L'Nida, the 11-day period in between one period of Nida and the other period of Nida, Halacha L'Mash Mi'Sinai, that's Halacha L'Mash Mi'Sinai. We understand this halacha based off what we said previously. And the fourth example is Tani Rabbi Shaya, Marba Adam Dagan B'Teven, a person can mix a lot of grain and straw together, Umarim Olav, and he can make a trick with it, L'Paitra Mina Maisris, to patra it from Maiser. So produce only becomes Chayav in Maiser once it's Roye Pnei Abayis. It sees the entrance of the house. And this is because the produce being brought into the house is considered at the end of its processing, which is mechayved in meiser. However, if it's not intended for human consumption, such as straw, then even if there's grain mixed with the straw, there's no chiv to separate meiser. So he can do this trick and mix a bunch of grain with straw, bring it into his house on the pretext that he's going to serve it to his animal. That grain is not chayv in meiser, and now he could eat it by himself without having to take meiser off. And that's also halacha psuka. And the last example of halacha psuka, Abdon Chol Rebbe, Abdon asked Rebbe, Kama Milus Bakaidesh, how many levels of Tumah are there when we're dealing with Kaidesh? Vu Amarle, he told him, Arba, there's four. And Vakama Milus Betruma, how many levels of Tumah are there when we're dealing with Truma? Vu Amarle, and he told him, Shalish, three. Vakamu Matzli, and he got up and davened. Now, Rav Chizkiya said in the name of Yaakov Bar Acha, and Rav Yossi said, Bishem Rav Yechanan, Lo'ilam Ayehe Apasak Azez, Zaz Mitech Picha, this Pasak should never leave your mouth. The Pasak is, Hashem Tzvakis Imanu, Hashem Tzvakis is with us, Mizgav Lanu, Eleke Yaakov, Selah. A stronghold for us is the God of Yaakov, Selah. And this Pasak increases the awareness of Kutcha Brichu. And something similar, Rav Yossi, Rav Oven, and Rav Avo, Bishem Rav Yechanan, Vechavraya, they say, Hashem Tzvakis, Asher Adam Badeach Bach, this Pasak shouldn't leave a person's mouth, which means a person should constantly be saying this Pasak, Hashem Tzvakis, praiseworthy is a person who trusts in you, and this increases a person's trust in Hashem. Rav Chizkiya B'Shem Rav Avo says that a person should always say the following, Yiratzon Mofanecha Hashem Lekeinu V'Lekeaviseinu, Shetatzilenu, that you shall save us, Mishayis Hachatzufais Hakashayis Harayis, from the irrepressible, difficult, evil times, Hayyotzais, which go forth, Hamisrag Shayislavi La'olam, which rush forth to enter the world. And the Gemara continues explaining the Mishnah. We had said, Now, what's the source for this? How do we know that a person should daven mitach kavid reish? He should have a very serious demeanor. So, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar, he says, the pasuk tells us, Yishtachvel Hashem bahadras kodesh. Bow down to Hashem bahadras kodesh. Don't read it as bahadras kodesh, el, or rather read it as becherdas kodesh, with a holy awe. Another source for this, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina Amar, Ivdu as Hashem be yira, serve Hashem with yira, vigilu ber ada, and rejoice with ra'ada, with trepidation, and ivdu is a lashon of tefillah. So, when a person davens, he should be in the state of Yira and Ra'ada. And now just explanation of the second part of the Pasuk, Amar Vacha. Ravacha says, L'chsheyava yom Ra'ada, when the day of Ra'ada comes, meaning when punishment comes to the world, Togilu, you can rejoice. Now we had mentioned in the Mishnah that the Chasidim HaRishonim, the early pious people, they would wait an hour before davening. So Amar Yishu ben Levi, Yishu ben Levi says, Zeshahu Amiru Mispalel, regarding this person who's about to stand in Daven Shemana Esrei, Tzarech Leshev Shtei Yeshivas, he has to sit two sittings, which means he just has to wait and linger and sit and chill for a little bit. And he has to do this twice. Achas atchelo yispalel, once before he davens, v'achas mishe yispalel, and once after he davens. Now, what's the source for this? Atchelo yispalel, before he davens, the pasuk says, Ashrei yoshev esecha. Praiseworthy are those that are yoshev in your house. And then it says in the pasuk, oid yehalalu chasela, which implies that first there's a yeshiva, a waiting, a lingering, a little bit of time spent, and then a person davens. Nun da'ad omad alf on the top, v'achas mishe yispalel, and once after a person davens. As the pasuk says, ach tzadikim yadi l'shmecha, the righteous will give thanks to your name, yeshvu yesharim esponecha, the yesharim will linger in your presence. So the tzadikim yadi l'shmecha is referring to person davening, and the yeshvu yesharim esponecha, that means after davening, a person lingers a little bit, and the Mefarshim explain, that's why we say oleinu after Shemayna Esrei, to linger a little bit, to be yeshev, to sit, and just to spend a little bit of time after saying Shemayna Esrei. And the Gemara concludes, chasidim harishayinim, hayu shayin shah achas, umispalin shah, vishayin shah achas la'achar tfilasan. The chasidim harishayinim, they would wait an hour before davening, then they would daven for a full hour, and then they would wait an hour after davening. So now the Gemara asks, if that's really so, emasai oiskin b'tayra, emasai oiskin b'malachton, when would they be able to learn Torah? When would they work? If they were davening 9 hours a day, 3 hours shachar, 3 hours mincha, 3 hours ma'ariv, how are they supposed to learn or work? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Reb Lazar, he explains, Aidei shahayu chasidim, since they were chasidim, they were pious, haisa bracha nitenes b'tayrasan, Hashem gave special bracha in their Torah, ubracha nitenes b'malachton, special bracha was given in their work, and in the few hours of the day that they had to learn and work, they were able to accomplish everything they needed to. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about davening properly. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.